Fire!
Fire good. Fire warm. Ouch, fire burn. Fire bad.
Hey, is anyone else freezing? Seriously, my room's like freezing.
Fire drag. Fire.
Yeah, that's great, Papa, but until someone invents ventilation, it's not doing me a damn bit of good in my bedroom.
Family fire good.
Papa, what'd you dig me a room for if you're not going to, you know, let me sit in there? If I have to be at the family fire all the time. I'm getting older, you know. I do need some privacy. Oh, and by the way, Mom, this saber-toothed tiger blanket you made me is so thin. You know, the chalk marks on the wall are adding up. It's going to be close to my day of birth soon. Can I get a mammoth coat? One of the new mammoth coats? Please, Mom, please, can I get a new mammoth coat?
No, just that coat. Beg me for it for mini sunshine.
Well, I know, but... Oh, God. I don't know why it always has to be such an ordeal with you two. It's not like the village has established a system of currency. Just go out and kill a mammoth. The prairie's full of them. You act like they're going to go extinct. God.
Hare, you kill. Drag, kill mammoth.
Oh, Dad. Get that spear away from me. Get it out of my face. Quit being so melodramatic. You know I could never kill a defenseless animal.
Mammoth have 10-foot tusks. 4 legs size of biggest tree trunk. Not exactly defenseless.
Oh, you know what I mean. Oh, just forget it. I'll just freeze to death. If that's what you want. I'm sure it's not that big a loss to you. It's not like you can't replace me. Hell, since that be fruitful and multiply edict handed down, you've knocked Mom up every 9 damn months. I mean, right on the friggin' dot. If you hadn't killed my biological father with that spear to win Mom, maybe the love in this family wouldn't be spread so thin, God.
Oh, here we go again. Digging that old chestnut up, are we?
Really, Drag? Get over it already. That's called dating, son. People get killed over Poonanny. No one said it's easy.
Yeah, who are you kidding? I'm not going to date these Neanderthals around here. I'm going to Europe when I'm 18. Probably not going to come back either.
You say now. Love have funny way, Sean. Funny way.
Love. Whatever. What's for dinner anyway?
Leftover. Good.
Pterodactyl again. Oh, God. Let me guess. Rotisserie style? So predictable. Hey, I got a great idea. Let's go out for dinner. Oh, don't look at me like that. We could do it. I don't know, maybe somebody in the village could recommend something really good.
Village, long walk.
Oh, I did not just hear that. How many times have I told you people in the village have invented these things that roll? Yeah, I hear if you get like 4 of them, you can make like some kind of transport pod. That way, only you have to work, Papa. And then the rest of us can ride along and you pull us into town. Oh, yeah, I think they call it a wheel. I don't know, something like that. Everybody's talking about it.
Pterodactyl just fine.
Typical. Oh, brother, it's so dark and depressing around here. I hate nighttime.
Anything good on Cave Wall?
Of course not. Stupid reruns, as always. I swear the people in this cave are so lazy.
Drag, make new cave drawing.
I don't draw good, Mother. Besides, Papa hates my stories. You know that if there isn't an antelope killed by a spear somewhere in the story, or some gratuitous nudity, he's not interested. Like this one time, I drew the story about a farmer and a flower, and how the farmer was so worried about everyone else in his garden, he didn't have time for the flower, so the beautiful flower just wilt and die. And once he finally discovered it, he felt like all bad and stuff for neglecting me. I mean the flower. But it was like too late. It was dead and gone already. Anyway, Papa just chiseled it off the wall so the twins could draw another stupid antelope killed with a spear story. I swear this family is so prehistoric. I'm cold, and I'm hungry, and I'm bored, and I'm tired, and God, my life is going nowhere.
Hope not too tired. Drag turn to take out trash.
Well, goddammit!